This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love it when people know the right thing to say. And I'm fortunate because my husband, Jamie, is very good at this. In a few words, he often says just the right thing to put my mind at rest. For instance, he knows the right things to say to me when I hit some of the happiness stumbling blocks that are common to writers. For instance, I might say to him, "My editor has suggested so many changes. I mean, I agree with most of them, but it's discouraging. I thought this draft was in great shape." Or maybe someone writes something about me or my work that I don't like. I try never to read anything that's written about me or my work because it's not good for me or my writing, but sometimes stuff does slip through. And I say to him, "I don't know what this whole thing says, but I know there's at least this one part that's annoying or that's hurting my feelings." Or I say to him, "I've got to get up at 4 a.m. to catch a flight to give a talk." And so on. Jamie listens, and then inevitably, he says very kindly, "Remember, this is what you wanted." And it's comforting because that's true. This is what I wanted. I wanted to become a writer. I wanted constructive criticism to make my work better. I wanted to put my thoughts out into the world. I wanted to engage with people about the ideas that interest me. Some aspects of this are difficult, but this is what I wanted. So often, the things that are disagreeable to us are inextricably intertwined with what we enjoy or desire most. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.